This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1 2 1 2. This is the start of the show. I am Damian Lemon.
Okay, and I'm Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation
the podcast, the start of the motherfucking podcast.
We have begun. Thanks for listening.
Here it is.
There you go. What's popping, brother? How are you?
Everything's good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right, well, shit.
You know, fresh off of Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? Chest out. You know what I'm saying?
Happy Father's Day.
Rare it up. Yeah. Appreciate you. No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? Saw a lot of love being circulated on the internet.
Yeah, a lot of fathers being JPEG'd.
Yeah, a lot of JPEG. You know what I'm saying? The internet has advanced its Father's Day celebration.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. It's getting a little, you know what I mean?
What people have you seen?
No, it's nothing special. Nothing specific that I could really point out to say that the energy is different.
Okay.
I just feel it differently.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Different participants, different kinds of participants, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That play along. Usually, remember back in the day, it was the two ways and shit like that. That was the original blast holiday text. You know what I'm saying? Where you get the happy Thanksgiving, happy Merry, happy Father's Day. And it's usually a certain group of people that sent those messages out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then that evolved to the text.
Well, describe that group of people. What you
mean? No, it's just like people who are close to you. You know what I'm saying? Like your
friends and family.
Your friends and associates, close associates. You know what I'm saying? Even maybe some clients that, you know what I'm saying, that you might have a good relationship with. And it's like all inside of your closed circuit. So it went from them directly to you. Or you had the rude people who sent it as a group text. You know what I'm saying? Remember the group text celebration.
That's always whack.
You know what I'm saying? So now the group text celebration is, you know, pretty obsolete with social media.
Because social media is the new group text.
Yeah, social media is the new group text. Right. So, but it's all out in the open.
Okay.
So, you know, usually, like, in the beginning, the same people who would send those texts to your phone would be the ones that participate online.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of like, you know, we do the podcast, you know what I'm saying? You're out doing different things, so you have different people who participate in your world that don't necessarily participate in your daily world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when they come out and they show love, and then, you know what I mean? It's different now.
The net has gotten bigger.
Yeah, the net has gotten bigger, and then it's like a different kind of different feel to the celebration. It's not so close like, hey, man, happy Father's Day.
Right.
Like, hey, man, I see you out there. And I know you're doing
these
things.
Your fatherhood
narrative. You're doing these things, you know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day, man, because you be doing that Black Father's thing. Or like, you know what I mean? It's just, or people that you're, this year was...
Oh, so they saying more than Happy Father's Day. They saying, I see what you...
Yeah,
so they using the... They doing the patented, let me use this holiday as an excuse to touch base, which is not a bad thing, but they saying, Happy Father's Day. By the way, I see what you've been doing. Do this, this, and that.
I would agree with you, except for, like I was about to say, this particular year, these are people who joined in this year.
Uh-huh.
Well, not people who necessarily, you know what I'm saying, who I didn't expect. You know what I'm saying? People who I don't really talk to every day, but, you know what I'm saying, that are...
It's love.
That are at a higher level, or, you know what I'm saying, just people who are outside of your sphere.
Right.
That I didn't expect. They just came through this shit. It was like, oh, wow, this is different. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Oh, man. Father's Day is,
I ain't fucking with no kids.
Wasn't too much like that. it was my lady's birthday, so I had to do that. I did that.
Bird
you
up.
Know what I mean? That was a good
What'd
time.
You do? Did you get it in?
Yeah, we had a good time. We went out eight.
Did you plan something?
Yeah, I planned something.
You say you always?
I think so. I mean, we go back. She planned my joint. Mm-hmm. I planned hers. We touch base.
Do you go in depth with your planning?
Depending. She better than me. It depends on the birthday. You know, if it's a official, a odd number. If it's a regular, no doubt. I mean, we went around the world. We went around the sun. So you got to count it. It's all legitimate.
No doubt.
But if it's, you know, if it's one of the ones, you know what I mean? If it's one of the ones that might have to add a little added value because there's some significance. This is one of the ones. That's really a 5 and a 0, honestly, typically. But every other one, it's like, yo, what you feel like? You know, what you thinking? Blah, blah, blah. You spitball a couple of different things, you know what I mean? You want to see what the mindset is about, where we thinking, you know, if anything is related to that type of thing, you know.
Right.
Because you do want it. I always want it to be I always want the gift to be like a splash. But that's putting too much pressure on yourself.
No doubt. I mean.
You know, you want it. You always want to knock it out the park. But it's just sometimes it's about just look. Not that. But
that's,
it's
that's
like
how my birthday is.
Right.
Listen. So, bro.
This is what I saw. Sometimes what you saw might not be the vision. You know what I mean? You ever put a gift, and you could tell the gift is, it's appreciated, but it wasn't the gift.
I probably have more of those than, you know what I'm saying, wins with my gift. Because I'm not a very practiced celebrator. We've talked about this.
Right.
And so yeah, I've definitely fallen flat or even, you know what I'm saying, falling off.
Okay.
On particular holidays and celebrations because the shit, like how on it, like, you know, Mike Tyson be like, the punches come in bunches. You know what I'm saying? When you got three kids and holidays coming in.
Yeah.
You be like, oh, shit, got
that. A lot.
Woo, yeah, woo.
Happy Father's Day.
You know what I'm saying? You be punch drunk around this bitch.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, I was just trying to get some inspiration on how celebration is handled. That's all.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, try to, you know. The goal is to celebrate, to recognize whatever the moment is, whatever that moment is. And you know it. You know what the moment is because you feel the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to trust that and celebrate it in a way that means the most to, you know, you in the moment and whoever you sharing the moment with. You know, I think they're going to appreciate that. Like, I think that if that's the intent, I think they'd appreciate this. You know what I mean? If there's some thought behind it, it's always good. Mm-hmm. You know, everything else is just glitter. You know what I mean? Everything else is just, it's just
confetti.
Exactly. It's some other shit. You know.
That's what's up.
I got. I might have been, you know. I just came off the head with that one. No, but God, I felt that. Because that's real.
Jay-Z,
I mean, that's
with the
celebration.
You know what I'm saying? No pen.
I think, you know what? I think my sister might have Jedi mind tricked me into that. Because, she used to tell me from way back in the day, you give good gifts. You're a good gift giver. You know, when you tell people shit, you kind of.
And if she, you probably were because, especially if you were young, you know what I'm saying? Because I see it in young people when they do certain things, they'd be like, oh.
You good at that.
You know how to do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And now as a grown motherfucker and you got little family members.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's growing up. I could see how people would just pick out little different things to say to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, oh, you, right now, da 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 da, and give you a little
sign,
nickname.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they see something.
Right.
And as a grown person, you already see who this person is and who that person is becoming. So, yes, definitely kids out there that give good gifts.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, that's true.
My daughter write great cards. You know what I'm saying? She put a lot of, you know what I'm saying, life in her cards. My middle son, he gives good gifts. He understands.
Uh-huh.
I can't, you know what I'm saying? When he does give a gift.
Peep the scene.
He peep it out and give you something that,
right.
You know
what I'm saying? Right.
He the one that Game of Thrones
Chalice.
He gave you that.
That's what's up.
You know what
Is that what got you into the game?
We were watching it. Like, we would do it, me and my wife would watch it date night, you know what I'm saying? And she would drink wine.
Right.
And then he bought me the chalice.
Right. That shit elevates any beverage.
Yeah.
That make any beverage feel like that shit, the fucking antidote.
Now I don't know what to do with it. Now the Thrones ain't on no more. I just had to break it out for the block party.
Right, you know. Yeah, that's what it is. Ah, shit, man. I see you definitely still miss that Thrones, huh?
No, I'm good. I'm just good? Saying, it was just since it came up. You mm-hmm. know, I'm not lamenting the fact that it's gone and shit. That shit is a TV show.
Have you started watching? That shit
but,
is a TV
But
show.
It was a girl on my flight the other day that had the platinum blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
Looking like the Puerto Rican princess sitting in front of me. I was about to say something to her, but I was, you know what I'm saying? I ain't feel like it.
You felt like it might have been too far.
Yeah, it was too, you know what I mean? She wasn't in my role. I would have had to talk over lot. The CEO. Yeah. It was too much. Yeah, I just sat my ass down.
I'm going to keep this one to myself.
No doubt.
Oh, shit, man. What else is going on, dude? I seen this movie, The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
I heard about that.
That shit good, man. That shit is good. It's good. I mean, A24, they on the run. We've talked about them before. They produce a lot of fly shit.
Yeah, they pick good shit.
They pick good shit. They got good taste. It's almost like when you see that, you see the, okay. It's like good housekeeping on a certain level. They got a nice run to where I'm like, I trust
they
them.
Do a lot of things that, you know what I'm saying, fringe in the black, but you know what I'm saying, that's a story that could talk to a lot of people.
Right. They do, you know, they do it justice on a certain level. Like, you know, like when you watch The Last Black Man in San Francisco, there's black actors, black actresses, great black actors and actresses that you've seen before, some new, you know, some veterans. And then on top of that, like, there's, like, the cinematography is crazy. Cinematography is crazy, but then it's also, it's in San Francisco, which I always say, San Francisco feel like it's designed by Instagram. If you ever look at that city, like, it's that got so many different things going on scenically that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all you got to do is hold your camera up. It's
an interesting looking city. Always, right. I mean, obviously, always has been.
Right. And it looks good on film, like, historically.
Right.
So it's one of those type of spots. And it's funny because I'm not even the biggest fan of San Francisco. I think it's dope, but them streets are too steep for me. I don't like being in the whip when the shit got me. I don't like it. I'm comfortable.
I never hit the streets of San Francisco. I've been to San Francisco just for a meeting.
Right.
But we came from Oakland and went straight to San Francisco. Okay. Went to the hotel, had the meeting, went to the airport. So I didn't really hit the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, San Francisco's cool, man. It's but them streets is steep than a motherfucker. Like you feel like you're in a roller coaster in your car. You know what I mean?
And, no doubt.
You know, that shit is nervous. But other than that, I mean, it's a dope looking city. The movie's crazy. The movie's about gentrification. So, you know, this whole universe is being gentrified. So it's almost like everybody could relate on a certain level.
Right.
And it's about gentrification, but it's also like about identity, ownership, you know, legacy, you know what I mean? Like buying into legacy and how legacy could be something that could kind of keep you rooted in some shit that could give you purpose. Right. You know what I mean? Like just knowing sometimes if you fucked up, just knowing that you come from a lineage of go-getters or people that have done it before, you could actually point to your own bloodline and be like, nah, we win. You know what I mean? Typically, it's on the books. We did this, we did that, we good. I'ma use this to motivate myself because I'm not of bullshit stock. You know what I'm saying? And whether that you believe is real or not, if you believe it, is the key, right? So, like, it's a lot of that shit, but it's great acting. It's just, it's clever in ways that they deal with certain shit.
Is it out, or is it, it's, you did some screening type of
thing? No, I saw it at AMC, right there on Lincoln Center. So it's out, it's like limited release, but it's out. Where you go, it's probably at the spot you go, Alamo.
Yeah.
It's definitely at AMC Lincoln Center. It's definitely fucking worth checking out.
You're a real New York person.
In what way?
You be going and watching these art movies at the art. Lincoln Center shit, museums and shit. You's a real New York.
Well, thank you. But speaking of that, I'm curious. I love the city. I explore that shit. Speaking of that, because on that, and it's a transition, but yeah, speaking of New York City, the last black man in San Francisco, all that type of shit, right? Mm-hmm. Lincoln said all of that. So this is when being nosy gets educational, right? This is what happened here. So I'm driving, looking for parking, and they shooting some shit in my neighborhood, and then they killing all the parking. And I hate that shit, but I, you know, I always want to see what the production, I look at the shit and see what the production is. I'm a nosy motherfucker, and I'll be like, fuck it, I ain't doing nothing tomorrow. Maybe I could try to sidle up to the set. Actually, I tell you, back in the day, when I lived in Harlem, they used to shoot Law & Order so much on my block. I remember one time they had the craft services truck on my block. I left my crib, went straight to the craft services shit, got me a bacon, egg, and cheese, got on the train, and went to work. That shit was amazing. I just walked around like I was on a crew. But anyway, they're shooting this production called San Juan Hill, right? I'm like, fucking San Juan Hill. You know, I mental note, I was like, let me look into that. So earlier today, on some, as you would say, some New Yorker shit, right? I was at there's a library, the Performing Arts, mm-hmm. It's on 65th in Amsterdam. It's one of the best libraries in the city. You know, I'm still a library motherfucker.
You're a New Yorker.
Yeah, but that's the ultimate, that's a free office.
You a New Yorker, man.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll take that. But I like a good, you know, but look, so I'm at the thing. I say, let me look up San Juan Hill while I'm here. Let me see what the fuck it is. So I go to San Juan Hill, go Google. It takes me to this Wikipedia thing. San Juan Hill was primarily African-American, Puerto Rican, like black and Puerto Rican primarily neighborhood. It was the biggest black neighborhood in New York City mm-hmm. prior to World War I, bigger than Harlem and everything. Mm-hmm. San Juan Hill was from 59th Street to 65th Street from West End to Amsterdam, right? Mm-hmm. All of that shit, like prior to World War I, was like some black shit. Thelonious Monk was from out there. Right.
And
you
that's
know
why
I mean?
He got a street out there.
Yeah, okay, that's probably why he got the street out there. So Thelonious Monk got a street out there. But after time went by, they called it like a slum. People started mm-hmm. moving around. Then they basically flipped that entire neighborhood. That entire neighborhood is now Lincoln Center.
Right.
That's where the Opera House is and all that shit is. And it's like, a lot of motherfuckers wouldn't even know that that used to be a fucking neighborhood because it's gone. You know what I mean? Like, they did West Side Story. They shot West Side Story there when it was a slum. Right. You know what I mean? So it's just.
But it's funny because you do have these little pockets of people who mm-hmm. live on the Upper West Side. That
right.
were traditionally from that area, you
right.
know what I'm saying? But that, you know what I'm saying, that stayed around, like the last tribe,
right.
you know, last of the Mohicans.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of that in New York, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Central Park is built on a black neighborhood.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean?
So, I was talking to somebody, I was like, because, you know, New York could also be traced, like, by neighborhood, but, like, of that neighborhood, it's like eras. Mm-hmm. So it was like, what race was, in Brownsville. Oh, that was back when that was an Irish such and such. Right, or that was, you know.
It's like Hell's Kitchen and shit.
Right, right. It's flipping.
Like Times Square right now.
But it's crazy because I never heard of San Juan Hill. And I'm like, the fact, it was just a weird occurrence. The fact that I was reading up on it while I was sitting in the middle of San Juan Hill was kind of wild. But it's also, it relates to the fact that, like, you know, they were saying this area in Black Man in San Francisco, where the house was, they used to call that the Harlem of the West.
Oh, word.
And then that shit ain't what it is that anymore. Is but, you
the,
know, it's...
It's just the West of the West.
It's a good-ass movie, though. It's definitely worth checking out. Yeah, I fuck with it.
It's the motherfucking Golden State Warriors and shit.
What you mean?
Go ahead. The gentrification of the NBA ass team.
Right. So your Golden State Warriors lost. I know you must feel good about this.
I did. I was surprised.
Were you?
I was. I was surprised. I didn't like to see KD go down. I didn't like to see Klay Thompson go down.
I didn't like to see Klay go down either.
You know what I'm saying? I think Klay is, I respect Klay out of the whole fucking team because I think he was he really is the backbone of that shit.
The glue of that,
but he don't get no credit for it. You know what I'm saying?
I think he like it too. I think he's just like he's like a blue collar.
I think like his latest the way he talked lately is like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna recognize.
Oh, because they shitted on him. They didn't include him in the first NBA team.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's like, come on, bro. Like, he be holding that shit. Like, all them times no, they won, beast. He held that shit down. He the one you need to be, you know what I'm saying, looking at. Like, Steph, he gonna kill you with the daggers and shit, but Klay be holding that shit down.
It's fucked up, though, because that team is so stacked. That by the time they get to Klay, it's almost at that moment where they're like, well, come on now. We got to spread it around. You know what I mean? We can't have three first-team NBA motherfuckers on one team.
But he should be.
He should be.
He should be in that first conversation.
And what I heard, oh, he should definitely be. But what I also heard about that conversation is when you don't make that team, that shit could affect your pay by like $30 million.
Yeah, it do affect your pay.
Nigga, by $30 million.
It could. You know what I mean?
That'll upset the shit out of me. But yeah, man, I like Klay.
But there can't nobody sleep on Klay.
He clutch.
You know what I'm saying? If he go in on the open market, he going to go for a big number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck he go.
Imagine Klay came to New York. Would niggas embrace him how they should?
Damn. Are you starting that speculation?
I could. Let's do that. Klay to NY. Ooh, Klay with fucking, what if Durant and Klay went to New York?
Both of the hurt ones come back 2021 with the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come back better than ever 2021.
Damn, that would be crazy.
That'd be sick.
They'd be contenders.
They'd be, yeah, that should be awesome.
But I was surprised that, you know what I'm saying, Toronto was able to close them out. I thought it was going to go to seven.
Yeah,
they looked kind of nervous, but they pulled it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And shit.
Yeah.
They had their parade. Kawhi got his props, you know what I'm saying? After they shitted on him for a year.
Embrace the laugh.
You know what I'm saying? He embraced the laugh. New Balance is popping out here.
New Balance is out here.
New Balance got a chip. They on a major stage. And they got a draft. They got a kid that's going to go top five in the draft.
That's with New Balance?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
Cat, that's he with Rich Paul. Darius Beasley, I think his name.
Oh, all right. That's what's up.
He interned. Instead of going to college, he interned at New Balance. Well, they gave him $1 million.
He's a basketball player?
He's a basketball player.
And he interned.
Basically, he instead of going to college,
right?
He didn't want to go to college. He didn't do the one and done.
Yeah.
So he worked out and prepared for the league and interned at New Balance. New Balance paid him $1 million just for that year. To, you know,
it's like a conflict of interest, though.
What you mean, conflict of interest? He a professional basketball player.
I guess so. But he's working out with the same people that's endorsing him. That just feels like that's
business.
I guess it's business. But
he didn't go to college, so he's not breaking no goddamn NCAA rules. He just went. He went and got some money, worked out, got an endorsement deal.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
And
shit, he going to the draft.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's some Rich Paul MVP shit, man.
Rich Paul out here making master moves.
He's killing this shit.
He making moves. I was watching The Shop, and he kind of telegraphed the play on The Shop, on the LeBron HBO show.
Uh-huh.
He had AD on there. He was like, yo, AD, you haven't gotten your full props yet, but I see something bigger in your future. Right. I don't know if it was him necessarily. I think it was him or maybe Matt, one of them. Maverick or LeBron,
but they
somebody,
all know the
they
play.
All, they all, you know what I mean? They all know what's going to happen
right.
3 years from now. And sure enough, and then I was reading the Sports Illustrated, you got the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Right.
I was reading the Sports Illustrated issue, and he was talking about that too. And he was like, you know, people saying, you know, people kind of trying to, you know, take me to task because I have Anthony Davis and LeBron, and I'm trying to get them on the same team, but they probably wouldn't ask David Falk the same type of thing, blah, blah, blah.
They're not asking nobody. None of the agents are getting name checked in these negotiations and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's always been since LeBron and his posse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Empowered themselves.
Have been fucking up the league for the last 6, 7, 8 years.
Independent ass,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, no limit soldier soldier rag, tank ass.
Word, like, I'm gonna do it my way or the highway.
And other players are doing it. That's why all of these free agencies have become so important now. You know what I mean? It's just they become these things because these players are opting out of their contracts. Like my man just did today.
Who was that?
What's the man? Harrison Barnes. Opted out his $25 million to go on a free agency. That's what LeBron was preaching. Right. Opt out the shit, give yourself the best options, right. And then figure out what you want to do right. after you see what's out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So a lot of these players are running these plays. And then Rich Paul, mm-hmm. he got LeBron, AD, he got motherfucking Green.
Danny Green?
Nah.
Oh, Draymond Green?
Draymond Green. He got a bunch of motherfuckers. He got a cat. He got two cats that's going to go first round.
Who got Zion?
Nobody yet. Zion ain't signed yet.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm curious.
Because it's a thing where I just read this today where Zion's pops played with this cat who used to be an agent.
Oh, okay.
And he was going to reinstate his agency shit to
make sure Zion
to work
good.
With Zion.
Right.
But that never happened.
Okay.
So now it's kind of like, and there's the other side of it to where he could actually opt out and go back to college because he never
committed.
Hired a agent.
Oh, so that means he never really
went pro. You know what I'm saying?
You have to have an agent to.
If you once go you pro. Have an agent, you're ineligible.
Why would he go back to college?
Well, maybe if he don't want to go to New Orleans or you know what I'm saying, the team that has the right to him, maybe he don't want to do that.
So he could say, I'm going back to Duke.
Yeah, he could say, I'm going back to Duke.
Wow.
And play another season.
And New Orleans is just asked
and
out.
And they asked out.
Wow, I didn't know
They'll
that.
They just had to pick whoever is the number one.
That's crazy.
After him.
What you think the chances are he'll do some shit
he's
like that?
He's not doing that shit.
Okay.
So I think he about to sign with an agent. And that could be Rich Paul.
Or Roc Nation. Roc Nation out
Roc
there.
Roc Nation,
shit too.
They doing shit.
Ain't that crazy? It's a couple.
outliers out here fucking the game up. Shit, they say that damn the new Roc Nation headquarters, the KD deal, helped pay for that.
Oh, yeah? I just drove past there for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the New York one. I don't know about the L.A. situation. But I
oh, the L.A. past. One, that's L.A.
Yeah. I drove past that joint. And I don't know. I might be bugging.
What?
I don't know. You know me. I see these production sounds. Like I said, I was driving not too far from there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of these we filming mm-hmm. situations. And it said OTR. I've seen On the Run, you know what I mean?
On the Run, what's this? What is this to be, three?
I don't know. No, I'm saying I don't know if this is like they shooting some shit for uh-huh. On the Run, like if this is going to be some visual
right.
shit being shot on the streets in New York or whatever.
But it was over there by their office.
It wasn't too far from their office, so that's what made me get in the, it could be, you know, On the Range or whatever
right,
the fuck.
Right,
it could be some
right.
over, all that shit was an OTR, and I know when I went to the OTR 2 show, that was the branding, OTR. It wasn't
right.
On the Run. It was
yeah, OTR.
OTR,
definitely.
So I was like, all right, let me find out. Because you already seen Homecoming. You know
right.
they over there moving and shaking with the with these content providers.
No doubt. And, you know, here's the thing, man. I got a humble flex
uh-oh.
From the new Roc Nation building that means nothing to nobody in the world.
Nah, it means something
but
to
since,
at least.
But since it's on the records, I need to go ahead and put it on the books.
Put it on the books.
You know what I'm saying? We was the first... You know what I'm saying? Outside uh-oh. Production company to shoot in the new building,
ooh,
in the new headquarters,
okay.
twice.
Okay.
Well, at Roc Nation and at Tidal.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Oh, you know shit. Put that flex
shot,
out there. What's the name of that company?
Yeah, this motherfucking 21st Century Hustle.
Okay,
you know,
well,
you know,
shit.
That's
people know.
Mr. Muhammad directing on that shit. You know, heard
shit.
What I'm saying? But, nah, we shot Nicole Buss in there,
right.
and then the next week, we shot Nicole Buss, like, the second day they moved in.
Right.
And then we shot... Elliot Wilson for this to be named project later that I'll tell y'all about probably in a week or two.
Oh, hit him with the teaser.
You know what I'm saying? Up at Tidal. So that was
shit.
Dope. Yeah. So
YN?
It was, and I didn't think nothing of it, but every time we went in, they were like, oh, y'all must be the first one shooting here.
Wow.
I'm like, well, I shot you last week.
Uh oh. Look at that shit. Groundbreaking.
You know what I'm saying?
We out here.
That means absolutely nothing.
Nah, it means a lot, man.
But I just wanted to put it out there in
the
world so motherfuckers know.
It's a stat. Count it. Count that shit, nigga. Fuck it.
Yeah,
oh, man. What's up with you, man? What's going on besides being the first motherfucker in the Rockefeller building?
I'm just out here, man. Just got back from Atlanta. Shit. I missed my flight.
How was the A?
It was dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I went to some shit with my homeboy. They got like a little private restaurant shit.
A private restaurant?
Yeah.
What you mean? This
it's
is
like
Atlanta
a private,
shit.
It's like a baby Soho house, but it's just a restaurant. You know what I'm saying?
So you got to know somebody to get
a
plate.
What's the name of this shit?
Here we go. Atlanta I had put to hot bring sauce the, on everything.
This shit called.
They got the shit on the napkin.
What the fuck that shit say?
The Hintsu.
Some shit. That's what it is. I just happened to. Hintsu. I was like, because I ain't know the name of it because they ain't got no name on the shit. So I just grabbed the napkin and make sure I remember.
Proof.
Not proof.
I was in this bitch.
Nah, it wasn't.
So like, you can come back. Yo, nah, come on, fam. I'm here. I was the first
I wanted
first,
to be able
nigga.
To say what the name was. I know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what the name was. So we went to that shit. That was cool.
How was it? How was the food?
The food was amazing.
Really?
It was like some sushi Japanese shit.
Because you took a second. Hold on. Talk about the food. Let me hear about this shit.
I mean,
you said the food was amazing. Let me hear about this shit.
You know what I'm saying? It was like some sushi shit. And, you know, I don't really know nothing about no sushi
right.
shit.
Right. Okay.
You know
okay.
I mean, I'm just a nigga.
That's your memoir? I'm just a nigga. Ali Mahan.
That's not my memoir. Please don't put that on my obituary.
Don't put that out. Take that
don't put that on my real nigga
I'm
obituary.
Damn, that means.
Can't take that nigga nowhere, man.
Yeah, that's too much.
But you know what I'm saying? I fuck with rock shrimp real heavy, so they had a dope ass rock shrimp situation.
What's rock shrimp? Is that just fried hard?
No, it's just a different kind of shrimp.
Okay.
I mean, I forget what the whole shit is, the difference is, but it's a different kind of shrimp.
Okay.
But they taste more like more lobstery than
they got other. More.
No, it's just a taste.
Chewy, like thicker.
No, it's just the taste of like the afterbite of it is a little more lobstery than
regular shrimp.
Yeah. Then they had, I don't even know what it was because I ain't do no ordering. You know what I'm saying? I let the people who've been there before do what they do.
Walk you through it.
But they had some type of lobster ass sushi shit. That shit was so good. Mm. That shit was good.
That's the Yelp review. That shit was so good. Some old lobster ass sushi.
You know what I'm saying? You got to say, I don't know how you put that on. Yeah. Yep, that shit was so good.
That shit, yeah. How was the vibe? What was the vibe?
The vibe was dark. Yeah. It's like a small, like, I would say this motherfucker is probably biggest this room, but probably two times this room.
It's like
but
a speakeasy.
With upstairs. Yeah, it's like a little small joint.
What part of Atlanta is it?
It's Buckhead.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Buckhead.
Oh, shit.
And so that was cool, but I missed my motherfucking flight the next morning.
How you got?
They had a 6:15 flight. And
time you wake up?
I woke up at 6:30.
Oh, that shit was gone.
It was done.
That's a better wake up because when you wake up at like 5:51,
oh, and then you're trying.
Yeah, because you gonna try to make it, but we wake up at 6:35. You just say fuck that. It's over. It's a wrap. I played myself.
But see, I hate missing flights. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Just cause I don't know, I just don't like it.
I hear you.
I have dreams about missing a flight. Like even before I realized I hate missing flights, like I will have a dream where I'm just running to try to get on this fucking flight. You
know how many flights you think you've missed in your entire flying career?
Probably four.
Okay.
That's fair. In the last, I don't even remember the last two, and that was last time I missed a flight was 2016, mm-hmm. and I felt horrible.
Wow.
Just cause it was just like. How the fuck?
You feel irresponsible?
Because it's like one of them situations, and both of these, like this time and that time, is one of them situations where you go out the night before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got this 6 o'clock flight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get back to the room. It's 1 o'clock. You like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to stay up for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just hit this quick little nap, jump up, uh-huh. hit it. And I quit little nap.
No type of alarm game?
See, that time I did have an alarm game, and I don't know what happened with it. This time, a phone died before the alarm went off.
Damn. You know some old school shit I don't think they talk about enough? You don't hit them downstairs, say, yo, let me get a wake-up call?
That 2016, I could have done that. This time, I was at my sister's house. So
okay.
There wasn't nobody called up.
Okay, morning. Fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
young.
Yeah. You got to figure it out.
You got to figure it out.
Set that alarm.
So the problem was that I had to book the shit last minute because we booked the shit last minute. And the flights was mad expensive because it's Father's Day or whatever. So it was like a $400 one-way situation. And then I found a $100 one-way on Frontier. You know what I'm saying?
Frontier's
wild. And I don't really fuck with
it's a
no
wild Frontier.
I don't fuck with no shit like that. I fuck with Frontier before one time.
They hit you with the baggage fees.
They hit
heavy.
You with, but I know how to figure that out.
Okay.
I've never fucked with a spirit because it's always like fights and shit at their gates. You know what I'm saying? Like every time you see a spirit gate, it's like a rumble.
Right.
Like a lot of cussing.
Yeah, it's very spirited.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I never fucked with spirit, but Frontier, I never seen a gate situation. So I was like, okay, it's 130. That's better than 400. Mm. So I'm going to get it. But they don't know me at Frontier. Frontier ain't got the good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Loyalty program.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not with
130.
It. 130. You know what I'm saying? It's 130.
Yeah, you know.
So when I missed the shit, I knew it was a dub. It's a dub.
Oh, you missed the 130 flight.
The $130
flight. Oh, I thought that was your replacement joint.
Nah.
Nah,
okay. I missed the $130 flight.
Oh, you flew round? You flew one way each way?
Yeah, because, again, I booked the shit last minute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so I went in on Thursday, and then I didn't really know which day that I was going to pull out.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I bought the one way because I wanted to handle some other business. So I bought the one way going down, and then I was going to buy the one way coming back. So I bought it, missed the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now all the flights, 400, 500, 600.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
You know what I'm saying? Happy motherfucking Father's
pull out
Day.
Game week.
Pull out game, terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit. So I missed the flight, woke up late. Now you got to explain to your wife, you know what I'm saying, that you miss your flight.
Right.
You might miss Father's Day.
Right.
Well, what the fuck?
You the father. You
well,
the
where the
main
fuck
character.
Are you at? Where you been? Like, how you miss your, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of questions. It's just terrible.
What
you
time
know?
Is the next flight? What's the closest?
Ain't no next. Frontier only got two flights out of Atlanta. The next flight they got available is motherfucking Wednesday, man, which is tomorrow.
Well, fuck. Well, what about everybody else? What about
now
the 500?
Now you got to go find a 500, 400 situation.
Yeah, man.
So
you can't say, yo, I'm a father.
Nah.
See if you get a discount.
Nope.
I'm a father. Mm-mm. I need to be present for Father's Day.
We don't
Day.
Give a fuck. Fuck you pay.
I'm on duty in
fuck
New York.
You pay. You know what I'm saying?
You got to pay twice.
Three times. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
So I did find one, you know what I'm saying, that would get me back in a decent time. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Enough time for me to, you know, get to the airport, and then early enough to get me home, you know what I'm saying? So I got on at 12 o'clock coming out of Atlanta, got home and shit, finally. You know what I'm saying? I just hate, it's just something irresponsible about missing a fucking flight. Because all you got to do is get there.
All you got to do is show up.
You know what I'm saying?
It's yours.
All
it's
you got to do is get
it's
there.
Your flight is here,
your seat is ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All you got to do, and I knew it.
You always think somebody's like, yo, whose seat is this?
Right.
Who missed their flight?
But it's somebody that got saved that was like on that standby like,
yeah, O'Ali Muhammad, good looking out.
But you know what I'm saying? You know, it's weird though because if you stay out to motherfucking 3, you like, you already know.
Go straight to the
home. I'm going to just stay up, go airport. Pack my shit, go straight to the airport. But you get home 1,
yeah.
It's like,
gambling.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And what happened was, I'm bullshitting around, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Flipping through the fucking TV.
What you watching?
I ain't even watching shit. I'm just flipping through and then end up asleep. You know what I'm saying?
One of them just,
just
out.
Fell out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he just
yeah.
fell off, ain't charge your phone.
Uh-huh.
Ain't, you know what I'm saying?
You drinking?
Nah, not even like that. I had a drink at the spot, but it wasn't even like I was drinking.
I ain't put you on the
no,
spot.
No, no, for real.
How
for real. It was like,
fatigue.
You know what I'm saying? Know what really happened? No,
what
probably fucked me up because I got to the spot with the good ass food a little late. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So when I sat down, they was already there.
Okay.
And the kitchen was closed.
Okay.
So I had to just eat off of what the table already had. So I ain't really have my own scenario. You know what I'm saying? So then after the spot, we rolling back. I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Let's stop by. So I can get some
supplement.
You know what I'm saying? Some supplement that good ass eating that wasn't enough. Right?
Chick-fil-A.
We stop. We see the Waffle House is off. Waffle House always open.
Right.
We pull in. This shit is under renovation.
There's
nothing.
That's the
so
worst.
Then it's
that's
a
like a church.
It's a Wendy's light on down there. That shit closed.
Damn.
I'm like,
what
you
time
know,
is it?
This is 1 o'clock
that's
in the morning.
That's
it's just 1 o'clock.
This is Atlanta.
It's Atlanta. But
man,
it's 1 o'clock.
Atlanta.
So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Just, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just go in. But see, I should have ate.
Oh, you went in the house.
I just went in the house. I just went in the house and probably didn't have enough nourishment to
to wake up properly.
Give him a pop up. You know what I'm saying? You need that nourishment to get your pop up right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have enough nourishment in my pop up. My pop up just laid out.
Damn.
I woke up, my pop up was late.
Malnourished, 635 ass.
Now I'm motherfucking $400 deeper.
Shit.
After already paying $100. You know what I'm saying? That's too much, man. I was disappointed. Pointing myself, you know what I'm saying? I felt real bad.
No,
about,
I know.
You
know what I'm sick.
Then you got your daughter.
Yeah.
What time you coming home, Daddy?
Okay.
Daughter concerned.
Not even concerned. As soon as the daughter is outraged.
It was like, what is going on?
The
this is your
you
day.
You said you was gonna be here at 8:30 in the morning.
Damn. Did you say that?
Huh?
Did you say that?
That was my flight was commitment. My flight was at 6 o'clock. I was gonna be.
Y'all had plans for 8:30 though.
No, that's what. But
she just was expecting you.
Listen, when you tell your daughter what time you gonna be there,
you gotta be there.
They expect that shit.
Right.
It ain't no. Right. It ain't no.
Damn.
You don't get no grace.
Yeah.
Grace period.
You can't be a deadbeat on Father's Day.
Yeah, you can't be a deadbeat on no day if you got a daughter.
Yeah.
Your daughter is holding you fucking to the wall.
Okay.
Your sons, they be like, hey, you know,
a little leeway.
Daughter is like, you said 8:30, it's 7:59, what's up?
Damn. did you salvage the day?
Yeah, like I got home like 3:30, and you know what I'm saying?
Do anything cool for Father's Day?
My wife cooked, you know what I'm saying? We ate real good.
Anything specific, anything good? Like any, like was it some shit that you like? Or was it just food?
I'm just asking.
It was good ass food.
What was the fish?
We had fucking fish with some motherfucking. She cooked dessert. She made some brownies, homemade brownies and shit.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. She had some mac. Some tater salad, which she don't even do that kind of shit.
Oh, shit.
Like, she done made some taters, like.
For the people.
Cut up some taters, nigga.
Yeah. Nigga. It was a good look. It was a celebration. Look,
what shit? What
you mean? I'm asking the question. I just want to know.
I'm telling you that.
I'm not taking it as, I'm just asking. I want to know what there was on the menu. Speaking of the menu, you ever heard of a mukbang?
No. What the fuck is a mukbang?
I never heard
that
of a mukbang.
That shit sounds like a Florida city. Like
mukbang?
Like the muck.
Over by Tallahassee.
Nah, that shit sounds like a motherfucker.
Panhandle.
Nah, it's south of southern Florida, but it's north of the muck. What city is the muck? Like Bradenton, not Bradenton, but like Belglaze. Belglaze and all that shit is the muck.
Shout out
like
to Belglaze.
Like Lewis Oliver, who played for the Dolphins, he from the muck. There's a lot of NFL niggas from the muck.
The muck sound like it breed.
Yeah,
know what I mean?
They breed some
good
athletes.
Offense. Yeah, I can see it. It's a lot of
fast,
adversity.
Strong,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Dreadheads.
Okay, now this is different. This is okay. The mukbang is some YouTube shit. It's like a phenomenon. I think it's like a Korean thing, or it's Asian. I want to say Korean, but shout out to my Asians, don't get fucked up out here. I think it's a Korean thing. I'm getting the head nod from a white man, so it's a Korean thing. It's a Korean situation where they just basically they eat a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
They do what I call greasing. You know what I mean? You know, greasing is like a gear beyond just eating. You know what I mean? Eating with intent. Because mm-hmm. there's sometimes when you're just eating with intent, sometimes you're eating. I don't know how you eating them rock shrimp. You know what I mean? Kitchen was closed.
No, I was eating. You know
but you was eating leisurely. You was at a fucking speakeasy. You was having a good time with people at the table.
We was having a good conversation.
Had a good conversation. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
Grease it is, nigga. I don't speak to nobody. I don't even register what I'm eating. I just know I'm eating food. I'm hungry. That's probably what you hear, too. Nigga, I'm hungry. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
This is what mukbang is?
Mukbang is this thing where people eat these huge meals. And I think people live stream them sometimes, but a lot of people put them up on YouTube. So if you just put mukbang on YouTube, it's all types of people, and they eating all types of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I love getting in these YouTube rabbit holes. But I don't fuck with this. I can't.
Why? You can't mukbang?
Nah, I can't. I don't. First of all, I respect the hustle, because people get paid.
For what? Mukbanging?
Mukbanging. People.
How you get paid for mukbanging?
There's a lot of different ways. Some people get paid.
Who buy
like,
groceries?
Who the, cook? The client. The person that's on mukbang. But there's people dead ass like they mukbang so good that people will pay them.
How do you
them.
Mukbang good? Like, what's a good mukbang?
I guess you just enjoy the fuck out of this food.
I'm going to eat this shit That's with what intent. I'm
saying. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's like fucking nasty mouth chewing ASMR.
I can't even do that shit. Because
That's why I don't like watching people eat.
I can't even listen to people eat in real life right. on, you know what I'm saying?
Especially with no conversation that's coming my way. I can't watch people grease. That's a different type of eating.
Motherfucker eating, I gotta put on some music. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I got a disorder.
What you mean? Oh, you don't like to hear people chew?
At all. The eating sound.
Even in like your amongst your family?
No. Mm-mm.
So where you gotta put the Sonos on when you
put something in the background, you know what I'm saying?
Some bass, some 808s.
Some white noise, keep that shit. It was like when I was young. Uh-huh. It just when I first noticed it. I would get up in the morning and my grandma be up and she have a coffee and shit. And she be there.
Oh, the little slurp.
Oh, that shit used to kill me, dog. Ah!
Come on now.
Then she stopped and shit. Ah!
Yeah.
And then ever since then, like, it can't be quiet and eating noises at the same time. That's not going to happen.
Because it's mad loud.
You know what I'm saying? It's mad loud. And it's louder in my head. That shit is, like, in my head amplified.
Right.
Like, you might listen to it and be like, okay. Nah, that shit is amplified.
That shit fuck you up. So mukbang is going definitely, it's like chalkboard and nails.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing I realized, I saw a video of somebody in a car.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Smacking on motherfucking gum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that would, smacking on gum anywhere in the world would normally throw me into a rage.
Right. So what happened here?
I realized that sound is something my mom used to do when we was in the car.
Right.
I could smell the whole situation. Like she'd go in her purse, get a piece of gum, and then put it in and you hear it.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me because it associated with that particular moment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I was like, damn, that's interesting. Cause I never noticed that before.
Right.
But when you know how you on IG stories and the next shit just come on.
Yeah.
Next shit just come on, some motherfucker smacking gum. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be mad. I'm supposed to be
motherfucking
rage right now. Why am I not in an outrage?
Hilarious.
And then I realized that it's associated with, you know what I'm saying, a particular space and time in my life that, you know what I'm saying, this shit crazy.
Some sentimental muck banging.
Nah.
That's just crazy.
I don't like the way that sounds.
It sounds wild. Muck bang sounds wild as fuck. But they eat and then they answer questions and they talk. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it'll be more than one person. You know, it started a career, but this motherfucker's from Atlanta doing that shit. I seen.
It's black people doing
it? Yeah, it's black people doing this shit.
Muck banging.
Like a Wendy's muck bang.
Oh, that doesn't even sound right. That ain't even.
It sounds like it's appropriated.
That's terrible. It's mukbang sound like you're supposed to cook some shit.
Right. You could have. I mean, if you want
to,
you know, do the knowledge.
Wendy's and mukbang.
Yeah.
Fuck some bullshit.
You know. But that's some shit
that I ain't going to mukbang a Wendy's and shit. I ain't even know shit you're going to eat a whole lot of.
Nah, these motherfuckers be going hard. They be buying about 4 different meals. And they put the shit out. It's like porn. They put the shit out. They get, you know what I mean? The fries here and whatever. The big ass
shit gonna be cold.
It's probably gonna be cold, but you know you got viewers, so you gotta sell it.
You set your cameras up and shit.
Yeah.
Cold ass fries.
Nah, that's why you gotta have it on. You know, you gotta have production value. Have a motherfucking reheat. Get you the reheat. We live. Rolling sound. What do they say? What's the shit they say?
Sound speed.
Speeding. Fly in the Big Macs. That wouldn't be Big Macs. It's Wendy's. Fly in the spicy chicken.
The singles.
Oh, man. Anyway, so that's that. What else is going on?
My son got his first job.
Oh, shit. Doing what?
Let me break it down. You know,
which son?
He's home from college. Okay. First year in college.
Your eldest.
Eldest son doing the first year from college shit. We talked about
first job ever?
First paid job ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's done, you know what I'm saying, work.
Odd jobs and shit like that.
Volunteer shit. And right, right, right. Like, you know what I'm saying, programs and shit like that. But
that's when they get the most volunteering out of a kid after before they 18.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Get that volunteering.
But you know what I'm saying? He played basketball, so it wasn't a whole lot of time in the schedule in high school. So now he in college, he comes home, like I said, he came home with a bang with the, you know what I'm saying, whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And but now it's, you know, it gets to that point where he has an internship that he goes to every day. But that starts at 1 o'clock. Then, you know, he young, he stay up all night.
Right.
And then sleep to 12 o'clock.
Right.
That you know what I'm saying? That's infuriating to a grown motherfucker.
Yeah, to see a motherfucker just laying around. laying around.
You know what I'm saying?
No responsibilities in that sleep at all.
That's infuriating.
Hey, man.
So
that's freedom.
You know what I'm saying? I know, and I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I
almost
know,
envy that shit.
I know I infuriated my pops.
Yeah, that's and part of tradition.
You know what I'm saying? I used to rap at the time, so you know what I'm saying?
Nobody want to hear them bars, nah, nigga. What you got on the phone bill?
I had a line talking about, and motherfuckers always talking about getting a job. Oh, shit.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So I already know.
It's like a subliminal. You know, they take that shit like, what, nigga?
You know, but I wasn't even talking to him.
Of course
that
not, but he felt that
shit. Yeah, he felt that shit. That shit was not popular in the crib. That shit brought me some heat. So, you know what I'm saying? Now it's my turn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you got, you know, this 6'5", Joker, home from college.
Sleeping.
Wake up, go straight to the refrigerator, start putting shit together on the phone, talking about what's up with the Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute.
What's going on?
Get your job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Then it make it hard on you, because, you know what I'm saying? Because now your wife's looking at it like,
what's the deal?
Like, what's, you know what I'm saying? He going, you know, she fussing at you. But she fussing at him, but she fussing at you.
Yeah.
You like, well, why are you fussing at me? Right. You know what I'm saying? I get up and go to motherfucking work.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm make this happen.
So, you know what I'm saying? This guy, he ain't going to be just laying around here. I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he been going on interviews. And then, you know, as a first time going on an interview type of motherfucker,
uh-huh.
You don't know how hard it is to get a job out here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a good thing, though.
You know what I'm saying? As a 6'5", black man, Amir Muhammad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He take it for granted. You know what I'm saying?
It might be a new day.
Just stroll in and it's supposed to happen.
Right.
Nah. Denial. No callbacks. Bing.
He got some resistance.
Yeah, he got mad resistance.
That's good, too.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying? So now he could. Yeah. See, all I care about is you got to understand the value of this shit,
man. Appreciate this.
You know what I'm saying? Because this money be flying out the house, you know what I'm saying? All this $40,000 school shit here, there, and the third, you know what I'm saying? That shit come out of my motherfucking pocket, man.
Right.
And it's shit that I could have done with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you need to respect that shit, and you ain't acting like you respect that shit right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know how many motherfucking
Benzes
and fucking Cuban links and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right?
And wild shit I could have done.
How lit my Instagram could be.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, investing in your education.
You want to get educated.
All your life. You know what I'm saying? So
a good education.
You know what I'm saying? All these fucking tuitions.
Yeah, man.
So
that's cool.
You know what I'm saying? So now
that's the sophisticated Cuban link.
Took some shit. That shit don't count on Instagram. Man, look at this motherfucker. This is
degree ass,
boring ass.
Hey, man.
But
go ahead,
so he finally landed one yesterday. You know what I'm saying? You know, and he's gonna be working.
He was excited.
But he was happy, you know what I'm saying? You could see the relief of like, okay.
Was he like, okay, because I remember back in the day getting a job was a thing. Like, it's still a thing, but it was like when you got the call. Like, sometimes you might get the job right there.
Right.
And that's great when you're walking out with the job.
Right.
Sometimes, like, listen, I got my vibe job. They called me.
Right.
Like, listen. You got the call. It was like getting drafted. It was like, what? Dang, I'm going to vibe. So how was the response?
I think he got it there. Well, he did an interview, and they say, hold on, you're going to do a second interview.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then he interviewed twice, and then after that, they told him, you know, come back tomorrow to fill out your paperwork.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So
did they do the ambiguous, come out tomorrow, fill out your paperwork, Well, assume you hire, or did they say you hire? Because, you know, some motherfuckers hit you with it, just come back tomorrow. No, what, and now you weird in the elevator. Like, did they give me
well, they
job?
Say that. They say the paperwork, but he was taking it as weird because, you know what I'm saying?
Because I want to hear, I got the job.
Know, I don't know. I don't know if it's official yet, but if a motherfucker tell you come fill out some paperwork, shit, to me, that's official.
To you, but I feel like to the kid, why can't you just say you're hired? You got the job. Let's be explicit about this. It's my first time through this shit. Let's not be coy with this. Yo, come through.
Because it ain't even like a coy shit. Because what you thinking is, all right, bet you good. Come fill out this paperwork.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But a motherfucker who ain't never had no job, he like, shit. Okay, what that mean?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Or you could have told him before he got the elevator. You got the job.
Ah, man.
You got the job is one of the best lines in the world. That, you see that in some of the greatest movies. You got the job. Baby, I got the job. I got this. Niggas want to have the job.
Like Scarface.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got the job, man.
So he got the job. He's excited.
Yeah.
Can you say what kind of job it is? Or
yeah, so he work at a grocery store.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What's he doing?
Produce.
Oh, shit.
Overnight produce.
All right. That's real shit. That's a real job. Nigga. That's a lifestyle. Overnight produce. I worked in a grocery store for a while. I was a bagger.
Word.
I was a bagger. Man, we used to, I hate to say it, but we used to get busy.
What's that mean?
I mean, I had a lot of free groceries is what that means.
I'm excited to hear what his grocery discount going to be.
Yeah.
This might help out. Because he had a good grocery store.
My discount was aggressive.
What was that?
It was free. It was horrible. I'm joking.
Nah, you're not
these
joking.
This is for the cameras.
I mean, first job I ever had.
Uh-huh.
It was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to get this job at Haagen-Dazs. Mm. But that was the first time that I knew it was racism against my name. You know what I'm saying? Because my man at school, he worked at Haagen-Dazs and shit. He's like, yo, you need to come get this job at Haagen-Dazs. We
fucking
hiring
Nazis.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know what I'm saying, mad chicks in the mall, dog. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Give them a taste.
So I'm like, shit, I bet. I go out there, fill out my little application and shit.
What was your man's name? Was his regular name?
Huh?
He had a regular, he didn't have
Edwin. Edwin. He was at Martinez.
Okay. You came through Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, so I go up there and I fill out my shit and I ain't hear shit. Mm. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? A couple of days go by, I'm like, yo, what's up? What's good? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
You said he was hiring.
He's like, yeah. He hung his head low, like, damn, man. You know what I'm saying? My boss was like, he don't wanna work with no Yahweh freaks. I'm like, Yahweh freaks? Fucking Yahweh.
Yo, what does that mean, yo?
Like, ain't no Yahweh. Yahweh was like
I heard
a,
Yahweh before.
Yeah, it was like a little, they was based in Miami. It was like, the news called him a cult. But they was like, you know what I'm saying?
He got profile.
It was like, they was like a black cult. You know what I mean?
But like, they used like
almost like Israelites, but
right,
not.
Right,
you know what I
right,
mean?
Right,
they wore all white.
Right.
And they was mad aggressive. They was getting money. They had like buses and planes and shit.
What were they getting money doing?
I don't know. Nigga, cult shit.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? But they go house to house like Jehovah's Witness, but way more aggressive. They be having like 50 people hit your block. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
all white. You know what I'm saying? With the white bus. They had a fleet of buses.
What happened to them? They still out there?
The dude went to jail. You know what I'm saying? They took him down.
Like BMF.
You know what I'm saying? White man wasn't having that shit. They just did too much too fast. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, nah, man.
Like, nah, B.
Nah, B. Yahweh.
They got the lead dude caught up on the murder and shit, all kind of shit.
Oh, shit.
But the dude was like, I don't want to fuck with no Yahweh freaks.
Uh-huh. Damn.
And I was like, I'm not no Yahweh. So,
shit.
So, but while I was on the wave of working at the mall, because he said there's mad chicks out there.
Right.
I went to this little shoe spot that was hiring
in
the mall. And then I applied. I got the job. It was supposed to be stock. You know what I'm saying? Stocking the fucking shit.
Yep.
So I go in. You know what I'm saying? And this is in Aventura, which is like...
That's a nice mall.
It's a nice mall. It's the richest zip code in Florida.
Wow.
It's mad, like, you know, mad retirees. At this time, Whitney Houston lived over in that area.
Yeah.
But it's like mad retirees from New York that's rich and just live over here.
Right.
Close to the water, but not on South Beach. So, go in there. Dude hired me. They first day, They like, okay, this is what you got to do. You got to da 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 da.
What
boom,
kind
boom,
of
boom.
Shoe store was it?
Like high a end? Women's shoe. It's like the Ed Bundy type of shoe store.
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy shout type of Al, shoe store. Yeah, you know, like Al Bundy ass store, like women's shoes.
I did a women's shoe store too. You know what I went to Baker's. But go ahead.
So it was stock the shoes, and then they said take out the trash. Right. I bet. I come in, I do my shit, put right. the shoes back up, take out the trash, right. and I'm out. And then the girl who worked the little register and shit was like, oh, you got to clean the bathroom. I was like, oh, no, that is not happening. Motherfucker didn't tell me about no clean no bathroom. Right. He said, stock the shoes, right. take out the trash in the hall right there. I stocked the shoes, I took out the right. trash. I'm not fucking cleaning no bathroom. That's you, buddy. You just lost your motherfucking mind.
Talking to me like I'm a Yahweh you know freak.
And then she was like, "Well, you got to do it." Or I'm gonna tell him. I'm like, "Well, you got to tell him." And I went home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I came back on the next day, and then the owner was there, same dude who hired me, Jewish cat.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he sat me down, and he was talking to me like a slave. You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt. Like,
why? Because he was telling you.
I don't remember the words. I don't remember the words what he was saying, but he was being all stern.
He called you boy.
All I remember is he was sitting down, being all stern, and telling me I need to clean the fucking bathroom.
Right.
And I was telling him.
Oh, so he got stern on there.
Yeah, he got all out of he
gorilla
got,
pimping.
He's like, rrr, 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 you got a motherfucker clean the bathroom. Oh. I was like, all right. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Yeah. So he left. He went, you know, jumped in his Benz and got the fuck out of it. And then, so we go through the night. I stocked the shoes and shit. And then it come to the end of the night. I already knew I wasn't finna clean the motherfucking bathroom and shit. So I had a homegirl who worked around the corner in the tuxedo spot.
Right.
So on my lunch break, I went over there. I was like, well, what size shoe you wear?
Right.
She told me. And I was like, shit, who else I know? Called my cousin. Hey, what size shoe you wear?
Ah, shit.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, bet. So after I knew this was finna be it.
Yeah, you got to go so, with a bang.
So I just got all the nicest shoes I could find in those sizes. Put them in the garbage bag that I was supposed to take out.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Went out, did the woo-woo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then I was out. And that was it. I'm like, man, I'm not finna motherfucker clean that bathroom, man. Y'all trying to play me, man.
So hold on. You dipped with mad shoes and didn't clean the bathroom. Did they hit you back? Did they call you at all?
I don't even remember.
They never hit your phone?
I don't. It wasn't cell phones back then, so.
They didn't call the house?
They might have.
But you didn't give a fuck.
I didn't give a fuck.
But what about your pops? He ain't back at the horn?
Probably not. My dad don't never pick up the phone. Oh,
it was a rap.
You know what I'm saying? It was a dub. Got. It was a dub.
That's funny.
It was
man.
A dub. And then I got a job at the hospital, which was some real shit.
Okay.
It was cool. That was I enjoyed that job. Even though it was crazy, I enjoyed that shit. And I made and it paid a whole lot more money than all that shit. It was like a real job.
Yeah.
And I worked on weekends, so you got a little weekend differential.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A little time and a half or something like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
A little something,
Yeah, so it was like, it was love. I made mad money at that shit.
That's always.
According to a kid, you know what I mean? Who ain't never had no motherfucking job.
It's the shit. We get that check, get that paycheck, you like, see that shit. Woo-wee.
Filas, Bally's.
Get them.
Coca-Cola gear.
Get them. Yeah, man. Fucking job.
So I was just, salute. You know what I'm saying? He got his job, salute, you know what I'm saying?
Now, that's good.
His mama could get off his back about that. Yeah, shit. He could feel some of this pressure.
That's a cool job. Grocery store. Overnight, too, so that's going to kind of be a little lax. It's a different type of crowd. You know what I mean? Bug out.
Only thing I worry about, though, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Is like when you work at a job and you get caught up in the job culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't want to get stuck in that culture. Because, you know what I'm saying, he got other shit to do, but.
Yeah, but I think it's going, you know, it's only till the summer's over. You know what I mean? Right. He's going to be back into the other culture. Like, he's going to be good. I don't think the overnight produce job is that seductive.
I know, but you know what I'm saying, I'm just as a, you know, you can be overthinking shit and shit. You just want to keep a kid in the right environment and shit.
Right.
And bom, bom, bom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I could
if you at the working at the motherfucking grocery store, it's going to be a cat that two.
Getting money.
That's working with you.
Right.
Telling you 32-year-old nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
I see you can get money.
Yo,
doing
yo,
this
yo,
shit.
Son done. You know what I'm saying? After work, we gonna go over here. Yeah, you know I mean.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Get caught up in that whole scene.
Yeah. My coworker scene.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of co-worker action. No doubt. It depends. Is it what kind of grocery stores it is?
It's a lit grocery.
Yeah, Whole Foods look like they got nightlife. Whole Foods look like I feel like I pay enough for Whole Foods to have another club somewhere. They got a speakeasy for the fucking workers.
No doubt.
Whole Foods a good look.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's a nigga. Man,
what's
that's
a discount
like,
looking like, player.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's a that's
you
not
go ahead, good. Put your code in, get these deliveries delivered, man.
that's a good situation. You contributed. That's a good situation, man.
Fair it up.
Oh man. Anyway. You got anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Hey man, I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
I'm good too, man. Fair it up. Tell the people where you're gonna be at, man.
Shit, I'm gonna be here, man. Before I leave again, I'm gonna be here. You know what I'm saying? I'm being Brooklyn. Catch okay. me on the gram.
Okay.
Mr. Muhammad, Twitter, Mr. Muhammad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, that listen. You know what I'm saying? Hold us down every week.
There you go, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the motherfuckers that's viewing this shit on the YouTube.
On
and
the
shit.
YouTubes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all that.
There you go. Where am I gonna be? I'll be at Stand Up New York on Thursday on the 8 o'clock and the 10 o'clock show. I'll be there Saturday too. I'll be at Skank Fest this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I think it's the Brooklyn Bazaar and somewhere else. I'm going to put those things on DamianLemon.com, so you check that out. And it might be some other places, but until then, I know I'll be here. But until then, you tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We are out.
Yeah.
Peace.
Conversation.